Let's see if these owners can understand what different barks mean.
Put them on the dog. She'd probably be able to tell the difference better than me. Okay.
Can't hear a thing.
It's unhappy.
It's good. It wants attention. It's frustrated.
I visualise him in a open space on a lead, and he wants to be off and to go to somewhere or somebody.
It sounds quite a happy bark. It sounds as if it's playing.
To me, that sounds like you're just about to throw a ball for the dog, and there's that level of excitement. It's running all around you.
It's been identified that dogs can communicate at least 6 different emotions to us through their barks.
That's why I know what you're thinking.
Well, that just proves, doesn't it, that dogs can talk by barking.
Back with our growing puppy. She's not trying to communicate with us just yet. Only 5 weeks old, the puppies are still finding their feet and slowly gaining independence from their mother. Milk is replaced with a first tentative interest in water. The tip of a dog's tongue has taste buds just for water. They create a desire to drink, which is important as their natural diet of meat is high in salt. But even the simple act of drinking is more complicated than it looks. Dogs curve their tongue into the water to create a large surface area to stick the water to. They pull it up into their mouth, snapping it shut before all the water escapes. It's a surprisingly complex and beautiful process for such a simple daily requirement. And it's also why dogs make such a mess when they're drinking.